Welcome to podcast number 6. I am Amanda Daly and I'm the founder of the Turnaround CEO. I help many individuals turn around and look at themselves through a different lens. This helps gain clarity on you as an individual and areas where you may be holding yourself back or even your team. My work also brings an objective view across a business and to see any hurdles and barriers that might hinder progression. If you have landed on my website or listening to this podcast, it is very likely you know there is more, whether it is for yourself, your company culture, your leaders, or maybe just additional energy and direction for your business, such as succession or simply growth. Whatever the reason, welcome. In this podcast, I wanted to explore the fixed and growth mindset. Sometimes a fixed or growth mindset can be linked to a dominant trait or learnt behaviour within you. Now let me explain that a little more. I recently attended a coaching session with a client. It was part of a discovery session, a DISC one-to-one reading, which for people not familiar with DISC, it's the behaviour profiling. It is so fascinating when individuals start exploring their own patterns of behaviour. And I'm sure many of us would not want to confess to having a fixed mindset. However, as I mentioned before, we tend to lean into behaviours and then are so surprised to discover that we are actually operating from a fixed mindset. The recent example was a person who had always traditionally led with a dominant, systematic leadership style, setting the pace and working from systems. This leader tended to fit in with a D/C style of presentation in the DISC. Now, this style of leadership does have merits and is certainly required, but not if we overdial it. And the issue was, this person was overdialing these traits. And the culture was starting to break down. And the team dynamics were becoming contentious. People were becoming unhappy and sadly leaving the business. Now, a massive light bulb moment came for my client was when we started to explore emotional intelligence and we were reading the wider impact of feelings and empathy. He was two different people, a soft, gentle side at home, but at work adopted a learnt behaviour based on perception of what leadership was. I did ask why he felt his behaviour was so different at work and at home. His comment was, "My wife would not tolerate it." A light bulb moment. Then why should his staff? Just a simple exercise like this has powerful insights into changing behaviour and the wider ripple effects of subtle changes to allow growth. If you wanted to learn more about fixed and growth leadership styles, and especially you don't know what you don't know, reach out and we can schedule some time together to explore. My website is www.theturnaroundceo.co.uk. And I would be so grateful if you could press the follow button. Every follow helps me to continue making a difference to someone's life. And that is why I do what I do. Thank you for listening, and I hope you do continue to follow and listen to more. Please do start messaging me. I would love to hear your thoughts. Once again, thank you. It is never assumed anybody's time. Thank you.